It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board, and we are getting an update with Catherine Frels, who's joining us now. She's an assistant professor in the Department of Agronomy and Horticulture and also leads the wheat breeding program at the University of Nebraska. Thanks so much for joining us, Catherine.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be able to share some good news this year instead of looking at maybe a rough summer.
Yes, most definitely. Okay, we'll get into some crop conditions, but I first want to talk about some upcoming field days that is important to get that news out to producers. Remind us the details of these field days.
Yeah, so we're really excited to announce that our 2024 wheat variety tour schedule has been posted. You can find that at cropwatch.unl.edu. And those are going to kick off on June 6th, and we're going to start in Jefferson County and head west from there. So on June 6th, we'll be at Noble Seeds in Jefferson County. Talking about varieties that do well in eastern and southeastern Nebraska. Following that, the next week, so the week of June 11th through the 14th, is going to be the rest of our field days. We have, looks like, about planning on 6 or 7. Hopefully we get to have all those. We all know that the weather can be a little unpredictable. But that week of June 11th through the 14th, we'll be out west and in central Nebraska talking about varieties that do really well in those areas.
Okay, you also mentioned before we came on air today that you guys released a new variety of wheat last fall, which I think producers are going to get the chance to kind of see how that's performing. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes. So at these field days, we will be debuting a new 2-gene Clearfield variety as an officially released variety. So farmers have seen this line as an experimental variety for the last few years, but this is going to be the first time we get to talk about it under its released name, which is NE Prism CLP. So that's Prism, or Nebraska Prism CLP for Clearfield Plus. And like I said, it's a 2-gene Clearfield, so this is the first 2-gene Clearfield release from the University of Nebraska, so it has excellent herbicide resistance to the herbicide Beyond. And we're also really excited about it because it has a really pretty nice disease package as well. One of the things that's going to be important for growers to consider this year, if we have another really wetter year in western Nebraska, is that it actually has a moderately resistant rating for Fusarium head blight, or scab. A lot of growers saw that disease for the first time last year and really, you know, didn't have a lot of experience for it. We hope that that's not going to become an every year concern, but this variety will really help take some of those worries away because it is moderately resistant, meaning that it can hold up and hang on for a fungicide application or maybe be good enough on its own if we only have a little bit of a risk for Fusarium head blight. It's also really exciting because this variety is a replacement for Settler CL. So that was a long time release from the University of Nebraska. That was a 1-gene Clearfield program. And what we see is that on average, Prism is going to be out yielding Settler quite a bit. So we're really excited to get that yield boost and maintain that awesome herbicide resistance package that we had in Settler.
If you are just joining us, we're visiting with Catherine Frels. She's an assistant professor in the Department of Agronomy and Horticulture at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and leads their wheat breeding program. You've had the chance to visit with producers across the state and see what the wheat crop has looked like. And from what I understand, by and large, it's in a better condition. Is that right?
Yeah, so this time last year, I think we were all looking at a pretty tough year. Some of us got really lucky, particularly out in the panhandle, and started getting some rain, but some of us on the eastern half of the state had experienced the worst drought that we've ever had. But things are looking totally different this year. Across the state, what I've heard is that the wheat is looking pretty good. There's a few places that haven't caught rain recently and would really like some coming up in the next week or two here. But overall, we're in much better condition. I know in my nurseries in eastern Nebraska, we have already had more rain so far this growing season than we did of all last year. So we are excited about that. We're going to be able to make some great progress on selecting new varieties for Nebraska producers this year. And we should have some really fun things to roll out in the future due to this really great year that we're expecting.
Very exciting things ahead for sure. Catherine, if people want to learn more information about the work that you guys are doing, what's the best way to do that?
So obviously, attend those field days. You'll get a chance to talk with me in person as well as some of my team. I always recommend reaching out to Drs. Amanda Easterly and Cody Creech. They run the dry land cropping systems as well as the crop performance testing program at UNL. And so they are a fantastic resource for what's going on in the wheat world in Nebraska. Other than that, you can catch us on Twitter. We have the @HuskerWheat Twitter account as well as @UNL Variety Test. So you can find us there. And we will just keep those updates coming through the CropWatch website throughout the growing season. So keep an eye out there, and we look forward to seeing you in June.
Excellent. I'm sure we will be chatting about what you see there in June. Thanks so much, Catherine.
Thank you very much.
And again, joining us, Catherine Frells. She's an assistant professor in the Department of Agronomy and Horticulture at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She also leads the UNL Wheat Breeding Program. I'm Alex McAvica, and you're listening to this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.